Good morning and welcome to worship. Our notices for the coming week. Assuming restrictions continue to decrease, then our next gathering for worship will be on Sunday, the 16th of May. There will be a young family service on the 2nd of May. Our Zoom coffee mornings continue at 10:30, but apart from this week, where it will be our Dementia Friends training from 10:30. If you can't, you do the computer way into Zoom. We are now paying for a license, so it is possible to use your home or your mobile phone to dial in to the meeting. So you'd be able to hear everything, but you won't be able to see everything. So you would be able to hear what's going on. I've got three copies of the instructions on the piano at the front, so if you'd like a copy, please do, and if it runs out, please mention it to me and I'll get you some, tomorrow in time for Wednesday. But it's also the details for phoning in to the regular coffee mornings and any further Zoom worship that we do. And it's not uncomplicated, but it's not too bad. It is just dialing a number, pressing hash keys and pressing some other numbers in, but hopefully after you've done it once, it'll be very straightforward. Also to mention, items for Silent Visitor are due this weekend, and also to let folk know that Margaret Datlan is now home after a stay in hospital, and she wishes to express her thanks for everybody's prayers and thoughts as for her and Bob while she's been in the hospital. So let's take a moment of silence as we prepare for worship. We are witnesses to the love God has poured out to us. We are witnesses of God's love, sharing it with each person we meet. We are witnesses to everyone we encounter, little children like us, sisters and brothers, siblings in God's family. Let us continue in prayer. Let us pray. When fear and doubt stroll through our doors, God stands beside us, whispering of peace. When we toss and turn late at night, God sits by our bed singing lullabies of love. When we stumble through the shadows of guilt, God illuminates the paths of goodness and joy. When we are blinded by anger, you pour out your love for all to see. When we wonder what tomorrow will bring, you call us to trust in you. When sadness fills our hearts, you plant gladness in them. God of Easter, touch us with your grace. You show us your hands so we may reach out to mend the broken. You show us your feet so we may walk with those the world passes by. You show us your face so we may know who our sisters and brothers look like. Risen Christ, touch us with your compassion. You open our eyes so we may see God's love. You open our minds so we may welcome God's word. You open our lips so we may be God's witnesses. Spirit of hope, touch us with your peace. If our actions mirrored our words, if our hands were mentored by our hearts, if we walked the talk, we would truly be God's children. But too often, it is our silence, our doubts, our fears, which tell others who we truly are. God of empty tombs, Peter speaks with power and clarity of his faith while we remain silent. The psalmist speaks of trusting in you while our doubts overwhelm us. Jesus is said to come and grace us with peace, but our fears keep our hearts shuttered and locked. God of full hearts, your love can change us from scared people to children of grace. You can weed doubts from our hearts and plant seeds of joy in their place. You can silence the panic of our spirits with the peace Jesus offers to each of us. Transform us into Easter people through the power of Christ Jesus, our risen Lord and Saviour. What marvellous love, what wondrous grace, what abundant mercy God offers to us. We really are God's people. We are God's children, those whose lives have been changed by the one who loves us and forgives us. God in community, holy in one, open us to your presence as we pray as Jesus has taught us, saying, Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, the power, and the glory, for ever and ever. Amen. So we listen for God's word to us from Luke chapter 24, which Catherine's going to share with us.
Peace be with you. They were startled and frightened, thinking they had saw a ghost. He said to them, Why are you troubled? And why do doubts rise in your minds? Look at my hands and my feet. It is I myself. Touch me and see. A ghost does not have flesh and bones, as you see I have. When he had said this, he showed them his hands and feet. And while they still did not believe it, because of joy and amazement, he asked them, Do you have anything here to eat? They gave him a piece of broiled fish, and he took it and ate it in their presence. He said to them, This is what I told you while I was still with you. Everything must be fulfilled that is written about me in the law of Moses, the prophets, and the Psalms. Then he opened their minds so they could understand the scriptures. He told them, This is what is written. The Messiah will suffer and rise from the dead on the third day, and repentance for the forgiveness of sins will be preached in his name to all nations, beginning at Jerusalem. You are witnesses of these things. Thanks be to God.
I thought I'd seen a ghost. No joking, I really did. Oh, I shouldn't have done. I realised that. Not after everything Jesus had said, and certainly not after the reports we'd heard from those who'd seen him. But we're still struggling to take it in. More troubled than happy at the news. Afraid something spooky was going on. And when suddenly he appeared, popping out of nowhere, I was absolutely petrified. Well, we all were, to be honest, though none of us would admit it. We nearly jumped out of our skins when we saw him, and though we composed ourselves afterwards, tried to look as if we'd been expecting him all along, we couldn't fool him. He'd seen our faces, taken in our reactions at a glance, and in his eyes I caught both surprise and disappointment. Why are you frightened? He asked us. Why do you doubt so much? Look and see, is it me or isn't it? Yet it wasn't as simple as that. Not even after we'd seen his hands, touched his feet, felt his side. We knew it was him, but we still couldn't quite believe, despite what our eyes were telling us. It was too good to be true, I suppose. We were afraid to trust ourselves, afraid it might all be wishful thinking, seeing what we wanted to see. We didn't want to raise our hopes only to have them dashed again, so we simply stood and gawped. Yeah, there could be no denying it, not when he ate with us, talked with us, laughed with us. It was almost like it had been before, him and us together. And we knew then that somehow, in a way we couldn't quite understand, he'd come back to us. Yet it wasn't quite how it used to be. There was something different, something about him we couldn't quite put our finger on. It was Jesus, all right, unquestionably the man we'd all loved and followed, and he was there by our sides. But we realised that though he'd come back to us, we would have to let him go, have to part again. There could be no return to what had gone before, no turning the clock back and pretending nothing had happened. It was the end of a chapter we had wanted to go on forever. Yet, it was also the beginning of another, the turning of a new page, with no knowing where it might lead. So let us listen and reflect on the words of the hymn, "Hope is a candle once lit by the prophets." Singing the hymns, it's quite nice to actually introduce one that I'd never try on your cold, to actually just listen to the music and read the words. So let's continue opening ourselves to God's word as we listen to Psalm 4, which Boulay is going to share with us.
Okay, Psalm 4, "Answer me when I call to you, O my righteous God. Give me relief from my distress. Be merciful to me and hear my prayer. How long, O man, will you turn my glory into shame? How long will you love delusions and seek false gods? Know that the Lord has set apart the godly for himself. The Lord will hear when I call to him. In your anger, do not sin. When you are on your beds, search your hearts and be silent. Offer right sacrifices and trust in the Lord.
Many are asking, who can show us any good? Let the light of your face shine upon us, O Lord. You have filled my heart with greater joy than when their grain and new wine abound. I will lie down and sleep in peace, for you alone, O Lord, make me dwell in safety.
Thank you, Relay and Noki too. Peaceful sleep through Psalm 4. If I am righteous in your eyes, answer me, O God. In the pressure of the moment, I feel your comforting presence, but now hear my words. For too long, lies have been spread about me and put me in disgrace. Where is truth? Yet I am faithful to God, and God hears my prayers. So, when you are troubled at night, remember God, and if you can't speak truth, be silent. Fulfill your obligations and trust in God. As for me, my heart is filled with joy as at the most bountiful harvest. I trust in God, therefore my sleep is peaceful and safe. So now let us listen and reflect on the words of a very familiar hymn. Put peace into each other's hands.
Thank you.
Now we listen for God's word to us from the first letter of John, chapter 3, which Nocky is going to share with us, possibly with Boulay as well. No, just Nocky.
So this is John 1, chapter 3, verses 1 to 7. How great is the love of the Father, how great is the love the Father has lavished on us that we should be called children of God, and that is what we are. The reason the Lord does not know us is that it did not know him. Dear friends, now we are children of God, and what we will be has not yet been made known. But we know that when he appears, we shall be like him, for we shall see him as he is. Everyone who has this hope in him purifies himself, just as he is pure. Everyone who sins breaks the law. In fact, sin is lawlessness. But you know that he appeared so that he might take away our sins. And in him is no sin. No one who lives in him keeps on sinning. No one who continues to sin has either seen him or known him. Dear children, do not let anyone lead you astray. He who does what is right is righteous, just as he is righteous.
Beloved children, God, our Father, loves us. We are God's children, brothers, sisters, siblings, in relationship with each other and with God. Just as our brother Christ was not accepted by all, it is the same for us. Beloved children of God, strive to be ever more Christ-like. Live hopeful, pure, and righteous lives. Do not let the tempter draw you from the true path. Do what is right. Following our closing prayers and blessing, which will then play some pieces on the organ, and then when you're ready, you're then invited to carry on through the one-way system and out. You can look at the brand new fire doors at the far end of the corridor and out into the church garden. And just a reminder that our next gathering like this will be on Sunday the 16th of May. So let us still our hearts and quiet our minds as we gather before God in prayer. Let us pray. Risen Christ, your living presence is celebrated at city gates and market squares by those in need of healing and those who are amazed in heart and minds. In wonder and in moments of wonder and unexpected changes, our senses are disrupted by the extraordinary, so that suddenly we sense you standing in our midst, spreading words of peace and inspiring your world to discover the possibility of the kingdom of heaven in the ordinariness of the world. Help us to enjoy our moments of wonder. In a world where explanation and logic could chip away at faith, may we marvel at the growing knowledge of science and the wonder it creates from starlit skies to molecules and atoms, giving ultimate knowledge of a creation so full of opportunities to delve into discovering more of God. Thrill us with the mystery of what we are yet to know, so that it expands our desire to notice you in unexpected ways and places. In this journey through a pandemic, we give thanks for all those who have offered signs of resurrection in their work and commitments. We pray for doctors, nurses, and support staff who tirelessly cared for those who enter their view, at times with potential risk to themselves. We pray for the scientific community as it continues to research and development in care and prevention. We pray for those who are the recipients of care and notice the wide range of people whose health has been affected by being unable to receive treatment and support they'd expect. Help us to recognise that while the virus has worldwide impact, we're not equal in immunisation programmes. Help us to notice those communities who will be the last to receive the support they need and to work towards the fairer share of wealth and resource so that your risen presence reveals the kingdom in every place. Christ of life and death and resurrection, we celebrate those who have shared this life with us, allowing us to meet you in simple words and actions. We grieve with those who mourn the death of loved ones. And this weekend, we especially think of the family of Philip, Duke of Edinburgh. And may we be those who share the memories and love that allows hope to rise from loss. O God, your Son remained with the disciples after the resurrection, teaching them to love all people as neighbours. As disciples in this age, we offer our prayers on behalf of the universe in which we are privileged to live and for our neighbours with whom we share it. In the silence of our hearts or out loud, we offer our prayers. As we look out to the wider world, we lift before God the peoples of Syria, Iraq, Afghanistan, Israel-Palestine. Living God, open our hearts to your power moving around us and between us and within us, until your glory is revealed in our love of both friend and enemy, in communities transformed by justice and compassion, and in the healing of all that is broken. Guide us, bless us, uplift us and hold us, for we are your children called to your purpose in your world. Hear our prayers, those spoken and those hidden in our hearts. We pray in the name of Christ, our brother and Lord. Amen. Go now to be God's children in the world. May God open our minds to understand the needs around us. Go now to be Christ's servants in the world. Let us open our hands to share our blessings with all. Go now to be the Spirit's hope in the world. Let us open our hearts to welcome those who have no one else to care for them. May the blessing of God, Creator, Christ, and Comforter, be with us all and all whom we love. Amen.